Hello, Internet. Is Sweden here? I was either going to come out of this film very happy or very sad or very angry. I came out of this field very angry because I had to watch Luke Skywalker become one with the Force right in front of my own two eyes. What the fuck, Rian? What the fuck? Furthermore, Yoda, why was he here? Why did he appear to give advice that I do not value and then set a stupid tree on fire and be a bad influence on Luke and teach him how to do that goddamn force ghost bullshit? On the other hand, his duel with Kylo Ren was beautiful and inspiring, and I appreciate the symbolism they were going for with the double suns and the sunset sunrise thing on that stupid little Ahch-To planet. I really liked the "My cabbages" little alien. That was amusing. I'm not sure how I feel about Rose and Finn and that kiss. Mostly because I have priorities for Finn and they previously were Poe, which is complicated by the fact that my priorities for Poe are also Luke because of To the Sky Without Wings and Lepagus. And I was really, really excited and thinking about texting this, your boy got a nice haircut for once. And then he became one with the Force. Which is precisely what I didn't want, and now I am sad, but turning it into anger. All right, so. Thanks. Rose was lovely. I love that when we get her action figure, her weapon is her little stunny thing she got Finn with. She is a firecracker and a wonderful human being, and I would welcome more of her, although I don't know if I like the fact that they added a character in the second film, maybe to give Finn a love interest outside of the sequels trio. I don't know. I really like her and I want nice things for her, but I don't know if I want to do that. We'll see what the fic persuades me to think. Let's see. Further items. Finn saying he was rebel scum with that giant fireball behind him was beautiful. The fact that they brought Phasma back just so she and Finn could fight and then she could fall through a fiery pit and probably die was not my favorite use of Gwendolyn Christie, though I did like the fact that we saw that little bit of her eye in her face, which means that we know that Captain Phasma does in fact look like Gwendolyn Christie. Chewbacca doesn't look like Peter Mayhew, I mean, so you never know. Chewbacca is just a rock. Chewbacca is the rock of the Alliance. And I love him. I hope he and Maz Kanata are very happy. Okay, so I really would have wished more from that. I cannot believe that they basically did a Aragorn and Arwen mental connection between Rey and Kylo Ren. I do like that it was not just aimless bullshit and it was apparently a Snoke thing. I like that we killed Snoke. I liked how we killed Snoke. It was nice. I like the fact that this was basically kind of the second film in reverse, in that we started facing the big bad, well, kind of started, quote quote, facing the big bad and ended with a battle on a white planet with the trenches. I feel there was a lot of visual symmetry between that and the Battle of Hoth. I do not like that so few people are left. I do not like that the entire Rebel Alliance force that was with Leia now fits on the Millennium Falcon. I think that while Rose's line about what's important to the rebellion to Finn was nice. I think that really the thing she should have said is that the thing that is most important to the rebellion, other than hope, is its people. And I really wish that the fact that there are so many casualties, while addressed by that little blinky thing that Leia watched in sadness and then slapped Poe over, that was nice. I really wish that that had been more of a thing, because soldiers dying in war is sad and bad and necessary, and you can do a lot with that. Leia was wonderful when she floated through space because she used her force powers to save her life and come back inside. That was breathtakingly beautiful and wonderful. I wish after she had recovered from her coma, she had gotten a new hairstyle, because I am selfish and have priorities and want more Leia hairstyles that I can do. The fact that the ninth movie will not be Leia's movie because Carrie Fisher is not here to be Leia is really, really upsetting. Additionally, it felt like this was a duology. I have no idea what they are going to do for film 9/3, because that was a beginning and an end. Hot damn, and I am still pissed, but happy, but annoyed, but sad. I am a roil of emotions, and I choose to express them as anger because I have not cried yet, although, as you may hear, I may be on the verge of it as things sink in. That little boy with the broom who pulled it with the force, and he stood there and he looked out, and the light hit his broom and it looked like a lightsaber, and he had that Rebel Alliance ring. That was wonderful. That was beautiful. That was what I want. This, I was thinking while I was looking at myself washing my hands, and I was like, was this a Star Wars film? Obviously it was. The feeling I got when I saw a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, that was amazing. I loved seeing the crawl. I love that we definitely know that Leia's name is Leia Organa now and forever. She does not take Han Solo's name, as is right and true and necessary. So I don't know if this felt like a Star Wars film because it took place in such a short amount of time. I know that New Hope did. I know that in a way Force Awakens did too, but the fact that back to back Force Awakens and Last Jedi covered such a short amount of time is very frustrating to me. I want sprawl, endless sprawl and world building, but really, I don't know why I want that, because that's what I get from Fic and the ex well, not the extended universe, but the other media of the Star Wars verse. Not necessarily actually from the films, but from around the films. I really appreciate the long break between films that gives you space to build a lot of emotion and coverage and all the kinds of things that you get in long breaks, like between Harry Potter 4 and 5, or even 3 and 4, that kind of deal. So, it wasn't. Was it the right kind of action? Okay, brief pause, I'm back. I have moved on to the being sad about Luke Skywalker part of this evening. He looked so great. When he force projected himself across the galaxy, he cut his hair. His little shoulder brush was so beautiful, and Kylo couldn't tell the difference because Kylo is just a fuckboy. What are they going to do for episode 9? Is Rian really coming back? Does he have any ideas? Does Kathleen Kennedy actually know what the fuck is going on? I thought she did. What is the plan here? I guess the meta plan is get rid of all of the people who could solve problems with their powers and awesomeness so that the other cast has room to shine. Oh, a thing. I cannot believe, but am kind of amazed, but I cannot believe that one of the most symbolic fucking things in this movie was a pair of space fuzzy dice. I mean, they're not fuzzy, but rear view mirror Space dice. You can't see me, internet, but I am sort of doing what the fuck hands. Because what the fuck? Did I mention I liked when Leia slapped Poe? That was really nice. I hate that it became sort of a children's program of a lesson in a way about the following orders, not following orders thing, and Poe's approach and what he did, and Finn's approach and what he did, and Rose's approach to that entire situation. It is kind of funny that at the end of this film, we have a person basically in the same situation that Finn was at the end of film one. Also, hot damn, they repaired his back, but good and fast. And when did they have the time to sew up that jacket? Because I feel like Finn went down and Rey left for Ahch-To. Rey got to Ahch-To. Finn woke up. That's really fast. When did someone fix his jacket? I like that he kept a hold of this jacket. I really hope he still has that jacket, because it's an important symbolic jacket. Is jacket still a real word? Yes. Yes, it is. Rey is a sweet and beautiful child of the desert who can do no wrong. I was really worried for her when she went for a swim. I love that she wore that space poncho. I love. Love, 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 when she put her hand out and felt the rain rolling off of the Millennium Falcon. That was just a beautiful moment. And I will never tire of seeing it in vids from now until the end of time. The vision of Leia at the door of that hidden rebel base on Crait was gorgeous. Her looking over her collar, the sun, the light, it was beautiful. There was a lot of really good Leia content in this, and if Carrie Fisher were not dead, I would be really looking forward to the Leia content we would get in film 9, Leia film. What does this mean for the franchise? What does this even mean? What is film 9 going to be about? And Star Wars films don't have to be coherently good. We know this. We know it has happened that they are not. So it could be an utter train wreck. Relatedly, I do not know how this got 93 or 94% positive reviews, but I can't see this standing on its own as a good film, but maybe that's because of how I can't see it by itself. I can only see it as attached to the first one and leading up to the next. I've never tried to just watch episode 5 as its own story. It's always a sequence. I like that Rey and Poe have actually met now. I don't know where that will lead because who can say? But I like that they met and that they did not have that antagonism at first sight thing. Gosh, Rose is so nice. It's so sad about her sister. Benicio del Toro, what the hell? And that war profiteering thing was very heavy-handed. I would have liked more of a view of all of their outfits. Well, it did have a lot of casual world building, a lot of casual creature builds, which was nice. They didn't have to, they served purposes, but they didn't steal the show. And I don't care if the porgs are just there so I will buy porg toys. I really enjoyed them. There was so much comic relief in this film, and another thing, there seemed like there was a lot more swearing and sort of adult approaches to language, which was a thing that happened. I'm used to them for certain values of this aiming more towards the PG end than the PG-13. I say as I vividly recall someone's arm getting, oh hot damn, no one's arm got chopped off. Okay, so now I have established and solidified my opinions on a lot of things in the film before I go and talk with other people and read other things and start agreeing with persuasive people because that is how I fandom. Gosh, I wonder what the fic will be like. Oh, one more thing. The way that the mosaic on the floor was half dark, half white, in these really nice yin yang mirrory kind of ways was super sweet, and I thought that we were going places with that, and I thought that we were going places with the Kylo Ray hand touchy balance thingy. And if Kylo Ren wasn't Kylo Ren and a fuckboy who did refuse to blow up his mom but not his dad, I would have really liked to sort of fuck this Jedi nonsense, no more of this, let's just do force shit. Luke made a really good point there about how everything went to shit when the Jedi were at the top of their power. Thank you for putting that into words in the actual film. I actually wish Rey would be a really delightful, cool force user, but not a Jedi. I don't want her to sign up for that shit. It's because we have evidence of other force traditions. We have whatever Maz is up to. We have whatever the Temple of the Wills was doing. I really would like it to be like, you know what? Fuck this nonsense religion. We are not part of it. Let's just do our own thing, which, god damn it, is kind of what Kylo wanted. Aside from the fact that he wants to rule an empire, or seems to think he does, I do not think that that would be. I do not think that would bring him joy. Relatedly to force mumbo jumbo bullshit, wasn't it interesting that when Rey sensed the force, she sensed both sides? And if I'm remembering right, Luke was coaching her towards balance, not full light, all the light all the time. Which reminds me of a lot of fic force carriers. Is Hux still alive? I don't know. Hux definitely cannot get a redemption arc, by the way. That is, he's definitely the one who, like, ordered the shooting of a lot of stuff. He doesn't get to turn coat and join the Rebel Alliance so that he can take down Kylo. That's bullshit. Those two First Alliance people that were like, oh, we will not take this elevator. We're good. That was pretty great. But oh my god, there were so many lady pilots. So many lady pilots. I loved it. Happy. Sad. But I've processed. Nope, one more thing. Oh my god, when Poe came up to BB-8 and rubbed his little sides and was so happy to see BB-8, that was wonderful. Honestly, BB-8 is like the hero of this. They took out those prison guards, they were on that walker, and oh my god, was that not beautiful? BB-8 is such a star, and it wasn't focused on them as much this film because we have Porgs and the crystal foxes, but BB-8 is rad as hell. I really need to make a BB-8 dress. I am definitely a BB-8 fan. Happy beeps is like the best catchphrase ever. I am going to be saying that for the rest of all time because it makes me so happy. Happy beeps, buddy. Happy beeps.